Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, welcome to the program. The phones are open. We're here on the live Saturday edition of the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, county employees who aren't the police are now maybe going to be getting protections like they're the police. Captain's got a story about
that. Yeah, it's a little confusing at the start, but the nuts and bolts are that they're claiming at least one court has granted them qualified immunity, which previously was only reserved for law enforcement.
We'll find out about why that is.
Well, that's everyone's problem with qualified immunity anyway, right? Is that not enough government workers have it.
Apparently more are qualifying every day.
Exactly. Yeah,
not a surprise. So we can talk about that, plus your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. But in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Egregious Philbin.
And Peakless Mountaineer, you wanted to talk about the captain. Captain Kidd.
It's the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer, you wanted to talk about the Chinese chip manufacturers. These are computer chip, silicon-based computer chips that they're cranking out in China for various different purposes. You remember during the COVID lockdowns, there were serious slowdowns on parts coming from China.
Mm-hmm.
Automotive manufacturers were complaining because they were unable to get...
It's still a thing. If you have a used car right now, it's probably worth more than it will ever be.
Wow.
Because they still are suffering from the chip shortage for the production of new cars.
I mean, I know two of my...
I had to take my car to the shop recently this week,
mm-hmm.
and when you walk in, they have a big old sandwich board. Please talk to us about selling us your used car. Top dollar paid. Money, 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 money.
I remember when I was out in Denver, literally every single place was out of cars for rent.
Yeah.
Like, you could not rent a car in that city for weeks.
Yeah. So this particular time, I took my car to the dealership because I wanted the dealership to do the work. And I'm like, hey, can I get a loaner? They're like,
whoa.
And I'm like, why do you laugh? They're like, you would have to make your appointment for like 3 months out for us to give you a loaner. And I'm like, how come? They're like, well, we just don't have any cars to loan out. And I go, you have an entire dealership full of cars. Why can't you loan me one of those? They're like, that's not the way it works. And I'm like, well, then you should change the way it works.
Right.
Because, yeah.
So. Wow. Well, I don't know how hard they've been trying, but a couple of people who live around here have been trying to sell their cars and have not sold them at all. So
really?
Maybe they're priced too high, or maybe there's just not enough buyers right now for the used car market. I don't know. Maybe the prices are too high and people are trying to cut back on spending. I don't know.
Hard to tell.
I know that if someone can push that out any further, they absolutely will. So, like, if they need a car right now, mm-hmm. then they'll be willing to pay. But
right.
if they're like, well, you know, this one's got this and this wrong with it, I should really get a different one. Right now, people are pushing those kind of purchases as far into the future as they can.
I do have a workaround for people looking to rent a vehicle, though, if you're trying to go to, like, Hertz or Avis or, you mm-hmm. know, any of the big rental agencies and rent a car. Like, if you're traveling, renting a car, not a problem, particularly if you package it with your flight and that kind of a thing in your hotel. If you go through an agency, like, that's not a problem. You can rent a car. But if you're just, like, a townie and you're like, hey, yeah, my car's in the shop. I need to rent a car for a week or something while my car's getting fixed. That's a little more difficult to do. The workaround, of course, U-Haul.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Rent yourself a U-Haul for a couple of days. It's like 20 mm-hmm. bucks a day plus mileage or whatever. It's actually probably less expensive
really?
Than going to like Hertz and Avis, or at least on par with it.
Okay.
And then like if you need
gas mileage, isn't going to be as good. But.
No, but you know you can still get around and you can haul stuff while you're at it.
Good point.
Like,
all right, good idea.
Yeah, I wish I could remember what they were called, but there was also a couple. So like I went to all these different places to rent a car, and at one point the guy said,
"When did you do this?"
This was when I was off. Air.
Okay.
But yeah,
so a few weeks ago.
Yeah. So I ended up going to one place where he's like, well, if it's just in town that you needed to go, which it wasn't, unfortunately, have you tried this or this? Apparently there's a couple of apps where, like, people will lend their car.
Turo.
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
T-U-R-O. I think it's .com, or just go on the, you know, app store and type in T-U-R-O. It is basically the Uber of lending your car to people.
Right.
So instead of calling somebody who's driving you somewhere, you're going to go, they'll even come to you. This Turo app is great. It'll like, yeah, what do you want to rent? Yeah, I want to rent this. Oh, they're in your area. Okay, great. I want to rent it for this amount of time. They'll like drive to you with like a driver behind them, hand you the keys, you know, do the exchange, the whole nine yards. The Turo,
is there a credit check? There must be.
I believe there is when you sign up for the Turo before you actually go and rent a car. But once you pass all their stuff or whatever, then everything else is handled by the app, including insurance. So if you don't, like, I know New Hampshire, it's not required for you to have insurance, but the Turo app requires you to have insurance in order to lend your car, but they provide the insurance.
Interesting.
So, yeah, so there, what it seems to me is that Turo sprung out of an insurance company. And the insurance company said, oh, hey, wait a minute. If we just develop an app for people to, you know, sort of rent their unused car, like
right.
say
it's
you
just
have two cars
there. It's just sitting there. So, I mean, if you don't drive every single day, all day, and you've got a car that's just sitting, then it could be making you some money at the very least.
And they have it's similar requirements. So if you've ever driven for, like, Uber or Lyft or whatever, usually they have requirements for, like, your car needs to be no older than X, 10 years or whatever. It has to be, you know, this many miles or less and, you know, not rusty. And, you know, they have things that you need to sort of pay attention to. But if you got two cars and, you know, they're, I don't know, a decade old or less, you know, why not?
Makes sense. That's a cool idea.
But, I mean, just goes to show that, like, even at the place where they rent cars, they are so out of cars that the guy is telling me, here, please go to a competing service.
Yeah.
Like, wow. a service that competes with my industry.
Which,
like,
which,
informing people, I assume I'm not the first person he's told, like, informing people of this service that exists to compete with his industry.
Well, it's
basically
better than
advertising
for him. Well, I mean, it's better that he give you something than nothing.
Right?
I mean, at least then you'll maybe think of him the next time, right?
Right.
Like, oh, that guy was good.
I want to say that is excellent customer service.
Right.
That is.
If your company is in the business of providing a thing and you can't.
Right. You do the best thing
thing you can for your customer and go, hey, you know what? Bob over here, he's got some of this.
Right.
You know, sorry, we're out. You know, we'll see you next time, but Bob's got some for you. And then you'll remember that. You know what? Mm-hmm. They looked out for me this time, and they said they sent me to a competing product.
Right. They didn't have to do that. They could have just sent you away and empty-handed.
Yep. Yeah. Excellent customer service on that. But, I mean, it all really goes to show how scarce these chips are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is just the beginning of, I mean, I wouldn't go as far as some. Some have said that, like, chips are the new oil, that, like, in the same way that, like, my entire life has definitely been preoccupied by who gets to control what oil fields. Oh, we found oil in the Middle East, so we have perpetual war over who gets to run them. Some people have said that chips are the new oil, and I don't know if I'd go that far, but it's interesting to watch that. I mean, number one, there's obviously a huge shortage in it. Number two, this shortage is affecting, it's already affecting the car industry, and how much longer before it starts affecting every other kind of tech industry?
I'm not a finance guru or an attorney, but to me, silicon. And what's the other material I'm thinking of? Oh, lithium. Those two things, right? If you got money to invest, that's where I'm putting my money.
Mm.
You know, outside of crypto and, you know, gold and silver.
If you want to join the show, you're welcome to weigh in here. Maybe you're paying close attention to this industry. Maybe you're in the business of cars and or computer chips, and you have some inside info that you want to share. We'd love to hear from you. It's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The story we're going to get to, apparently, is about the computer chips and even more restrictions that may be put into play by the U.S. federal government on this.
Yeah, on lithium, though, that's been one theory for why we're at war in Afghanistan is because of the tremendous deposits of lithium and how necessary those are for absolutely all battery technology. And, I mean, it's absolutely necessary for battery technology, but that's not the only tech that you need lithium for.
Right.
The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want here. This is the live Saturday episode of Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. We can talk about all kinds of things. We're talking about China as well. Guess what? Lockdowns are back in China. And we can talk about that as well. You can join us on...
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Bitcoin.com is where you can go to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. There are some important new ideas that you probably should get a grasp on. And you can do that by clicking Get Started at the top of the page. Over at Bitcoin.com, they have introductory videos that you can watch there. If you're time challenged, just watch the first one. You'll get down some new ideas before you get into the world of cryptocurrency. It's an important idea. There's some new stuff you really need to understand, like decentralization and why that matters, why we should be cutting out the banks and the governments of the world from the picture of money. And that's some of the things you'll learn over at Bitcoin.com when you click Get Started right there at the top of the page. So you can also go to their news site and get the latest news news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. Tonight it's Ian Pecos Mountaineer and Captain Kickass here in the studio. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Zach is on the line in Kentucky. Go ahead, Zach.
Yes. One of you all had mentioned using U-Haul vehicles as rental vehicles.
Yeah.
I actually did that 2 years ago. I had a vehicle break down on me on a Sunday, and I needed a vehicle to get to work on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, man, Hertz and those other companies, they're so high. And then it dawned on me, hey, why not rent a U-Haul? And so I had my wife take me down to the local U-Haul rental place on a Monday morning, and I was able to rent. It was a brand-new Chevrolet Silverado pickup with U-Haul livery all the way around it for, like you said, $20 a day plus mileage. And, shoot, it wasn't bad at all.
And they don't care where you go with it, right, as long as you bring it back. Or you can even bring it back to another U-Haul if you want to, right?
That's right.
I think that one in particular had to come back to that particular U-Haul.
Okay.
But I think the box trucks, I think they can go pretty well to any one of them.
But yeah, $20 a day for a truck, just a regular pickup truck. I mean, what would you pay for a sedan down at Avis or one of those other places?
I mean, it's probably similar pricing for the mega low budget cars, like the tiny hatchback, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah. The you can't haul anything in that, though. I mean,
no, not at all.
Truck's more useful.
Oh, no.
Cool, man.
That is for sure.
Thanks for sharing the story. Anything else, Zach, you want to share with us?
That'll be all. I enjoyed listening to you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Heck yeah.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So
U-Haul's even like their trucks can be rented for multiple purposes, and you can rent other accessories. So I'm not trying to be an advertisement for U-Haul.
I'll tell you what. I mean, I've had my bad experience with U-Haul.
I have,
and
too.
One of the one time I moved across town in Florida, and I rented a big old U-Haul truck for it. Man, that thing was in terrible shape. But this was 20 years ago. I was trying to shift gears, and it was just grinding as I was trying to just shift the, you know, some manual transmission.
Yeah.
And it was really like nail biting driving that thing just across town. I couldn't imagine taking that thing, you know, cross country or something like that. But luckily, when I moved up to New Hampshire a few years later, I went to Penske, and at that time they had updated their entire line, their whole fleet.
Yeah,
they'd changed them out with brand new
Penske's
trucks.
Got a reputation for
and
good truck.
It was a smooth ride, you know, all the way up.
When I moved out to New Hampshire, I put my stuff in the U-Haul version of the pods.
Yep.
Right. Yep. And I will never do that again.
Mm.
That being said, they were the least expensive option.
For a reason.
For that. So, yeah, you know, you get what you pay for,
is
what I'm saying. But
what was the issue with that?
Well, there were multiple issues, but let's just suffice it to say, when the pod showed up in New Hampshire, it was crooked.
Which makes it hard to open the door, get the lock off, things like that.
It's kind of clothy, so, like, it wasn't. But, like, I felt like the thing was going to fall in on itself
clothy.
At any moment.
The one I had from Utah,
so
U-Haul, was, like, wooden.
It's wooden, but it's got, like, I don't know what you call it, some sort of a vinyl cloth thing around it that is the walls.
Oh, you close it up.
And so, and then when you close it up, there is a place for you to put a latch, but the rest of the door is literally this vinyl
stuff. Okay, that wasn't my experience.
So, at any rate, I don't recommend the pods thing unless you're doing short distance. I did cross country with it. Yeah. It worked out. Don't get me wrong. I didn't like lose anything. Nothing was broken. Mm-hmm. It just looked like it had been through a war by the time it showed up at my door. So, but U-Haul can save you money on things like towing. If you don't live anywhere near your shop, wherever you take your car to get it fixed, you can rent, like this guy did, a Silverado truck or a van with the towing hitch on the back, and then you can rent a either a car carrier that's a flatbed that you can just drive a car up onto, or the two-wheeled one where you just drive the car onto the it's a really short-looking trailer, and you just put your two wheels onto this thing and then strap them in.
The back two wheels are still on the ground?
Yeah, okay. Generally speaking. And that's, I mean, if you're looking at, you know, $300-$400 for a tow bill, U-Haul might be the way to go if you've got a little bit of initiative.
Good thinking. These are things people need to know, especially when things are getting more expensive than ever.
They certainly are.
Buyer beware.
Well, and especially when we're advocating actively that they move if they are a lover of liberty to New Hampshire.
Absolutely. If you're sane, that's what you'll want to do, for
sure. If I had it to do over, I would select the actual pods company.
The brand name
for the thing that I did.
Because theirs are like stable metal.
I would have paid. It was more money, and I was trying to be budget conscious, and it worked out. But just if I had it to do over again, I'd pay a little bit extra for the branded company.
So, Pinkless, you had a story tonight about chip manufacturing.
Chip.
Computer chip manufacturing.
Oh, not the California Highway Patrol.
No
Ponch, no John.
Also not like deep fried potato slices or anything like that.
Nacho cheese?
So tell me about it. What's going on?
Well, let's see. I've got this from The Guardian. Biden administration imposes sweeping tech restrictions on China. New rules include measure to exclude China from using semiconductor chips made anywhere in the world with U.S. tools. And when I first read that, I'm like, now, wait a second.
How are they going to enforce that?
Right? I mean, one of the things that I thought immediately is like, now, are they, like, doing the same sort of a nonsensical thing that they did with Julian Assange, where they're like, we have decided that our laws apply to you in spite of the fact that there's no logical reason whatsoever why they would. So that was my first thought, is like, now, wait a second. Is the American executive branch starting to apply its restrictions to places that are theoretically outside of American control? And I mean, getting into the article, I didn't see anything so far that says that. But I do see that what they are doing is restricting anyone from selling the tools that you need in order to make these chips to any Chinese-controlled company.
Hold on. They're restricting anyone, meaning any manufacturer anywhere in the world?
Yes. If it's American tools, you're not allowed to sell them to a Chinese company. But we'll have to get into the article.
Yeah, I definitely want to hear more about this, because it wouldn't surprise me if some of them were made in America. I had heard computer chip making machines were made in Germany, but I could be wrong about that.
I have questions.
The number here, they probably come from multiple places. 603-283-6160. The machines that make computer chips, they got to be pretty crazy, huh?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
Tony Maruso reporting. Chinese former President Hu Jintao was unexpectedly escorted out of the closing ceremony of a Congress of the ruling Communist Party on Saturday. Hu, who is 79, And Xi Jinping's immediate predecessor was seated to the left of Xi. He was led off the stage of the main auditorium of the Great Hall of the People in Beijing by two stewards who repeatedly tried to lift Hu from his seat, drawing concerned looks from officials seated nearby. Russia said on Saturday its forces had prevented an attempt by Ukraine to break through its line of control in the southern Ukrainian region of Kherson. The Republican National Committee filed a lawsuit against Alphabet Inc.'s Google on Friday for allegedly sending its emails to users' spam folders. The U.S. Political Committee accuses the tech giant of discriminating against it by throttling its email messages because of the RNC's political affiliation and views. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass is here.
I want to say thanks to Ellen Blanchard, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. It's amps.freetalklive.com, where you can sign up as Ellen has done. Ellen is gold level, which means she's doing twice what we have asked. We ask $5 a month. So thank you, Ellen, for signing up over at AMPS. freetalklive.com. Advertise, market, promote, and support. If you like what we do here and you want us to do it more often and want us to do it more places, then you can help us with that at amps.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMPS only podcast that has the full radio show minus the recorded commercials. That is what you get. One of the things you get. There's a few other things. So you can go to amps.freetalklive.com to learn more. Let's go to the phones to Rudy.
Thanks, Ellen.
In Arizona, we'll talk more about these Chinese chip manufacturers and the Biden administration trying to ruin their business and possibly harm the rest of the world being able to get, well, chips manufactured, it sounds like. Well, we'll get into the details. Rudy, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you. It's a Dutch company that makes the it's ASML.
Yeah.
They're a company that makes these $200 million machines that make the chips that that grow the silicon, I think. I don't know. But it's – anyway, and they're the only ones in the world that does it. But this week – Biden literally shut down the entire Chinese computer chip business because he gave an ultimatum to every American that's working in China at these plants in China. He basically threatened them with their citizenship.
Wow.
You can stay there and work in China, or you can come back and be an American. And everybody said, we quit. They left, just put the skid on every company, every yeah. Think about that.
This seems really crazy to be going after these Chinese chip manufacturers. I mean, because there's a lot of products that are using these chips. What is the plan to get chips made if they're not going with the Chinese manufacturers? I mean, that maybe there's another manufacturer in some other country. But
well, apparently the plan is go with American chip manufacturing.
Is there such a thing?
China doesn't make any high-performance chips. That's Taiwan. Now, China makes a lot of chips, but you know, toasters and whatever.
But this company that the caller mentioned, ASML, they don't actually manufacture the chips. They manufacture
the machines,
the photolithography systems that are used to produce the chips.
Right.
Have you seen that machine?
I have not, but I'm just reading up on it now. They
look that online. It is awesome. It is really.
They do enjoy a monopoly position by being the only supplier of the cutting edge lithography systems. So, to answer your question, they're the only game in town.
Well, right, but they're selling these chip manufacturing machines to companies that then manufacture chips with them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, they're the only game for the machines that make chips, but what they're saying is those machines, if they're located in China, are essentially being shut off by the Biden administration economically.
Oh, no. Just the brain power.
Well, hold on, Picos. What's the story that you have about these chips? Because didn't you say Biden was putting in restrictions? I guess I don't recall what all the details were on it. What's the news here that we're trying to share tonight?
Yeah, he's putting in restrictions on any American company at least selling any of the equipment that's used to manufacture chips to a Chinese company.
But this isn't an American company. This is a Dutch company located in the Netherlands. So I'm not sure if that's going to affect.
So that's actually one of the big questions that we're going to watch play out is, are the American allies going to back this play or not?
Meaning that, Western Europe might say, we're going to do the same thing, essentially?
Right. So think, for example, about the oil embargo on Russia or whatever. So right now, we won't buy Russian oil. But if you have other countries that will buy Russian oil that you are willing to buy oil from, then you haven't really done an effective sanction there.
No.
The same thing's about to happen if the other countries don't back America's play here. Mm-hmm. So if all these other countries are like, we will totally sell you chip-making stuff.
Then nothing changes.
Right. It's harder, but it's it changes very little.
Go ahead, Rudy.
ASML won't ship their EUV technology to China. They won't sell China their $200 million machine.
They never have, or they're no longer?
They never have.
Because 42 countries around the globe have agreed to put export control measures on it because it's so critical.
Wow.
So it's not our choice. It's the choice of government. I don't know. Hey, I love your show. Bye.
Hey, thanks, Rudy, for the info there. Yeah, it's funny. He brought up the ASML company. I just happened to find the story about that during the break. This is from TechStream, brookings.edu, where they show an image of this machine, and it's incredibly complex. And just reading the description is pretty impressive, so I'm gonna just share this with you here. An extreme ultraviolet lithography machine is a technological marvel. A generator ejects 50,000 tiny droplets of molten tin per second. A high-powered laser blasts each droplet twice. The first shapes the tiny tin. The second can vaporize it into plasma. The plasma emits extreme ultraviolet, EUV, radiation that is focused into a beam and bounced through a series of mirrors. The mirrors are so smooth that if expanded to the size of Germany, they would not have a bump higher than a millimeter. That's how smooth these mirrors are.
That's pretty freaking smooth.
Finally, the EUV beam hits a silicon wafer, itself a marvel of material science, with a precision equivalent to shooting an arrow from Earth to hit an apple placed on the moon. This allows the EUV machine to draw transistors into the wafer with features measuring only 5 nanometers. That is approximately the length that your fingernail grows in 5 seconds. This wafer with billions or trillions of transistors is eventually made into computer chips. The EUV machine is made of more than 100,000 parts and costs approximately $120 million and is shipped, if you're allowed to buy it, apparently some people aren't, in China, is shipped in 40 freight containers. 40 freight containers. I mean, I've seen of those things. They're huge.
It's like Iron Maiden on tour.
There are only several dozen of these machines on Earth, and approximately 2 years' worth of back orders exist for more of them. It might seem unintuitive that the demand for a $120 million tool far outstrips supply, but only one company can make them. It's the Dutch company, ASML, that Rudy was just referring to.
I've got a quick addition from Reuters here. It's from back in January, but I think it's still probably effective. Under pressure from the U.S. government, the Dutch government has withheld granting a license for ASML to export these machines, which are considered dual-use goods with possible military applications.
Mm. Yeah, something similar from Bloomberg is ASML has never sold its extreme ultraviolet lithography machines, or EUVs, to Chinese clients. The Biden administration, as part of its attempt to keep China from developing the capability to make advanced semiconductors, has been trying to push the Dutch government to withhold ASML's older machines, called immersion deep ultraviolet lithography machines, or DUVs, that can be used in combination with other technology. The European Commission, as well as the Dutch and German governments, have undertaken a coordinated lobbying campaign to oppose restrictions on a critical European company while U.S. competitors continue to do business with Chinese companies. According to officials who spoke under the condition of anonymity, because talks are sensitive, they've argued in part that such restrictions are now pointless given that ASML, which generated 15% of its revenue in China last year, has already sold many of these machines to the Chinese company. The lesser machines, not the previous unit. Right, yeah.
I see.
So, yeah, one of the interesting things for me is how much this limits their manufacturing base. So, sure, you can manufacture anything that doesn't have a chip, but what doesn't have a chip in it these days?
Well, they do have chip manufacturing machines, just not the newest model, is what the captain just said.
Apparently, they're working pretty hard to make that change.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts as well.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Saturday episode, and you can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Join us online as well anytime over at freetalklive.com. The features that we have for you there are completely free. We've got our own social media site. It's social.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Some of the hosts are there as well. And it's open source, it's self-hosted, we run the server, that means we set the rules, and there aren't very many rules, just don't spam us, okay? Otherwise, you can express yourself however you want over at social.freetalklive.com. When you sign up, it will ask you how you found the site or why you're signing up. Just reference Free Talk Live in some way, and you'll be in, no problem. That's how we keep spam bots and spam artists out.
We must ask you a question.
Yes. I've never heard that one before.
Really?
Captain.
Oh, my God. No, that's dead.
Wow. I've never heard that one. All right, let's go to the phones here. We got Jacob watching us on our Twitch feed.
Ooh.
Go ahead, Jacob. What's on your mind? Calling from Alabama.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Basically, recently, Alabama has come under a lot of fire because a lady in Coleman, Alabama, recently posted on TikTok that she was teaching her children, she's a teacher, just very racist and bigoted things. And then it came under a lot of other fire that actually this town of Alabama is, quote-unquote, a sundown town, which is a very old saying. It basically means if you are not of the white pigment of skin and you are in this town under sundark, you basically a lot of bad things will happen to you. And the Supreme Court has gotten this notion and has heard this. And they're basically, you know, obviously they're under a lot of fire, and they're not really sure what to do about this. So I guess I just wanted to get you guys' input on what you think would be the best decision to do.
Who's not sure what to do about this? I'm not really clear who the they
so
was.
So basically, the options, because the backstory of this is my mother works for the Supreme Court, and basically what she said was what they're thinking about doing was...
Just to clarify, before you go on, you're talking about the Alabama Supreme Court?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Alabama Supreme Court. So, obviously, the teacher was obviously fired. You know, she doesn't work anymore. But the issue is, you know, Alabama's a very, you know, we were very supportive of, you know, the civil rights movement and whatnot, but we don't know what to do with these people in this town because the mass majority of these people are all racist and bigoted, and they're not, you know, obviously they're not going to change their mindsets. They're going to keep doing this. So we're not really sure as the Supreme Court and as a society of Alabama what to do about this part of town.
Well, what is the case exactly? Because the Supreme Court can't act unless there's a case that's been brought. So is there a case in front of them?
Yeah, so basically about a month or two ago, there was a lot of calls from people who live in Coleman who were saying that a lot of people were doing a lot of classic things of, you know, burning crosses on people's yards. And, you know, just all the nonsensical things that people do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's been a lot of murder that's been happening in that town. And obviously, you know, it's just black men and black women being murdered. And the Supreme Court is basically just, they're not sure. What my mother was saying was that they were thinking about, in a way, kind of exiling this town and maybe moving these people to another part of the United States or just getting them out of Alabama because, I mean, we're very civil rights. You know, we really appreciate, you know, what everybody has done in this town. We really want this movement to keep going. But it sucks because these people are really ruining it for all of us.
Yeah, so again, I'm not real clear on what exactly the case is in front of the Supreme Court where they could do anything. I mean, because if there's no case, did I miss it? Did you say it? And I just
I didn't catch that either.
Basically, the mass majority of the case is just that people have been just reporting a lot of racially insensitive murder and a lot of just racially insensitive actions that have been going on in this town.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, so is it like a class action against the town itself, or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right now, it's currently being led as like Alabama, it's people of Alabama versus Coleman, pretty much.
Okay,
what's
gotcha.
Happening.
So the state is suing the town.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know if there's, like you said, if there's anything that can be done. If a bunch of people of a similar mindset want to move to a place and move together and live whatever their values, even if we don't agree with what their values are, then they should be free to do that. And that includes people that I don't like. I mean, in fact, I would rather that they move together. I mean, I'm sorry for the good people of Coleman who don't want to have a bunch of racists within their midst. And thank you, Jacob, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I feel sorry for those people that have if this is true, right? We're taking his word for it. Mm-hmm. If it's true that Coleman is, you know, racked with a bunch of racists that are making it difficult to even walk the streets at night as a black man or Hispanic gentleman or whatever, that sucks. But, you know, maybe you shouldn't live there. You know what I mean?
For the record, it's Coleman, C-U-L-L-M-A-N.
Oh, Cole, C-U.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is ironic, Cole.
Right.
Dang.
Yeah. What do you think,
I would
Peakless?
Like to point out that this is the effect of having a monopoly on a court system and on enforcement of, like, bodily autonomy and not getting murderedness. Like, seriously, if you... okay, people are getting murdered here, apparently. And nothing is being done about that. Now, that does not happen when you have competing dispute resolution organizations. When you get to compete over who can bring the most peace to this town, and this system is failing to bring murderers to justice, then if you had competition, everyone would go to their competition because they're not providing the necessary service.
That would certainly help in a marketplace that wasn't highly skewed towards, again, we're going to take this guy at his word. I don't know if it's true. We haven't yet verified the claim on this case or anything like that. But just taking him at his word that Coleman is just, let's just say it's the majority of the town are unabashed racists. If those people are if they're the supermajority of the town, then they're going to be running the protection agencies even if there aren't monopolies. You know, maybe there will be one competitor, but if 90% of the protection agencies in town are run by racists, you're still going to have a tough time as a black guy, right? So, like, there's a certain kind of place I wouldn't want to be. And I wouldn't want to be in that town as any color person. I just wouldn't want to live in a place where there's a bunch of racists running around. That sounds like a really unpleasant place to be. And let's take it out of the racism card and go to something that definitely does exist. Where I'm from in Florida, there's a town a couple counties to the north. It's up in the Tampa Bay area. It's called Clearwater. And this is the home of the Scientology Church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? There's a lot of Scientologists that live in Clearwater. Mm-hmm. There's so many Scientologists that live in Clearwater, they run the city council.
Right.
So like they are kind of in charge, at least last I heard. It's been a while. We used to actually be on a station in Tampa more than a decade ago, and that signal was loud and clear in Clearwater. So there was one night we were talking about the Scientologists on the air, covering whatever the story was, whatever crazy, kooky, you know, story it was at the time. And we were deluged with Scientologists that were calling in because they were hearing what we were talking about on the radio there in Clearwater. And they're literally everywhere. You know, they're driving around, listening to the radio. They're on foot. They're everywhere in this town. And so, like, if you don't want to live around a bunch of litigious Scientologists, because those guys will sue you. They'll sue the pants off your ass if you say things that they don't like. And you don't want to live next to those people. You know, so don't live in Clearwater. And if you don't want to live in near racists, allegedly, don't live in Coleman, Alabama. And so there's something to be said for, we talk about it a lot, this migration of people, of individuals who have a like-minded viewpoint. In our case, it's libertarians and voluntarists migrating to New Hampshire. But the racists should go somewhere, too. In fact, I would really like it if they would pick one place and all go to that one place. And I'm talking about black racists. I'm talking about white racists. Black nationalists should have their own little town or city, and the white nationalists should have theirs, and they should stay away from each other.
Well, so let's run this hypothetical. Let's assume that there's this whole town that they just absolutely do not want anyone in this town after sundown with a pigmentation past this point. Okay, so if they were not under a federal system that makes that illegal, then they could just post, hey, here are the rules.
Yep.
And no one's going to go to that town past a certain pigment. And let me tell you, a whole bunch of people aren't going to go to that town at all because they don't want to be propagating a bunch of racism.
Right.
Apparently, Coleman is the town of somewhat of a urban legend, and that is when I was traveling around on the carnival circuit, this legend sort of met my ears at some point. But it was, there's places in Alabama that are so racist they actually have signs up that say no N-words allowed. And so apparently Coleman is that town. I was just reading up on it. Now, apparently that sign is gone, but according to this article, it did used to exist. No N-words and no Indians.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not seeing anything about cross burnings in recent news in Coleman. I mean, it probably happened at some point in the past, back in the day, but nothing's jumping out at me. So I don't know if it was true, that call, but might be.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.